Hello, my people. It's another beautiful day on Voice of Life with a real Jumolo. Yeah, yeah. And I have one this cute dude, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Hey, this guy is so cute. Like, when you were talking about a black beauty.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, am I supposed to even use beauty for a guy?
Oh, you can.
Like one cute dude.
Oh, my God. She's going to make me come.
Come and stop. Yeah. It's another beautiful day, you know. I used to tell you guys that. If you have not listened to us before, hey, you're not the worst time. Like, you're missing this thing. Big thing. Yeah, welcome back to Voice of Life with the real Jumo Lord, the one with the sauce. And today, on another episode.
The sauce and the ship.
Come on, shut up. Stop now, let's be serious. We're recording already.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was just brought in during the week. I was like, okay, what can I even give these people? Don't let us go this holy. Don't let us go this over seriousness. Yes. We say that we want to like entertain, like make you feel.
We
want to
give them vibe. Different type of vibe.
Yeah, make you feel good. Like, okay, you know, as our own tradition here, we're not going to be introducing our guest. So please pardon us. If you're looking for this cute dude, Olerio.
Sorry, you can message her directly. She will give you my number.
Shut up. Exactly. But don't worry. You have to, you know, compare before I can. So back again here, on a serious note, we're going to be talking about has your girl ever enjoyed you before?
Has my girl ever enjoyed me before?
Yeah.
Hey, Omo.
How do you go about it? Like,
a question is wonderful.
How do you go about it? Like, okay, before you go to ease this tension up, just give us one song you like most, or one song that you sing mostly nowadays. Jufunwa, you know, let dance.
Yay.
Dance to the song.
What type of dance is this? She gets. Listen, Pastor Ari Joel and Joy. Show my poor Mokuli.
God. Okay, fine. Thank you. I know you all know the song. Please don't sing along with this guy. Hey, I'm telling you, people, don't sing along with this guy. Okay. So back to today's business.
Yeah.
So tell me something dope, something nice, something nasty, something crazy, something that can even. I'm not saying anything.
Wonderful.
Like,
sorry, please, if you don't hear my voice again in this conversation, just know that
what?
The gist have closed.
What?
They are on to another matter.
If I give you.
Okay, so, Jumolo, you asked me a question earlier. You said, has my girl ever enjoyed me before?
Mm. See,
too.
We are different kind of enjoyment too.
No, I know the enjoyment they're talking about. I know the kind of enjoyment they're talking about.
She's mini. Wow, we're on.
Okay.
Hey, what yourself, bro?
Okay, so sorry about that, but we're going to get the kind of enjoyment we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, if we're looking at it that way, I'd say yes. Like, come on, guy. I'm an Edu boy. I'm a better Edu boy, like a typical Edu boy. What
wow.
Do you expect?
Fantastic.
Edu boys are. There's everything to enjoy in our body. We are sweet. Should get. We are sweet.
How sweet are you guys? Because all this, we are sweet. Guy, talk.
It depends on how you guys want us to be sweet.
Mm-hmm. In terms
different
of
aspects.
Taking care of girls.
We know how to take care of girls.
Mm-hmm.
Both financially and, you know, on the bed.
I think we have to sit down on the bed. Like,
are you
just playing sit down on the bed and you should just sleep or what?
No. We'll take care of you on the bed from front to back, from side to right.
Wait.
Everything. I'm going to ponder that. Forget.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I feel sex between people is something intimate.
Wow.
So I don't just pick a girl on the street and go to bed with her.
Okay.
So before I decided, okay, I want to have sex with this person, would have had at least a conversation to an extent. I'd have been like, okay, this person is actually cool for me to go to bed with. And then when we get talking, obviously you know that this is my intention, this is what I want to do. So as soon as when we get inside and we lock the door, forget. Now be telling me, stop it, I don't like it.
Wait, are you the type of guy that asks girls that should we have sex?
I don't have to ask you, like it's a feeling
because
that
I
we just
that,
come.
That kind of shit is bullshit. Why
no,
don't you just come and ask me?
It's a feeling.
Like, fuck you. Like, on earth are you?
No, it's a feeling that just come when you guys are talking that, okay, what's up? You know, in the conversation, you'd feel that, okay, I could actually, this girl wants this and I also want it, so let's fire down, forget. Mm. So I'll just make sure I clarify that side. I'm like, okay, so I feel you're actually interested in this, mm-hmm. and I'm also interested. Mm-hmm. Should we just, you know, Please don't use code for us. Should we just meet up and punch ourselves?
No, don't use code. Please explain. Because my viewers, I'm very sure some are learning today, and I'm very sure it's kind of, we might actually be taking it like in a joke manner, but sincerely, there are so many people out there who don't even know how to take care of their girl on bed.
So that's why I'm saying,
okay, if you ever had this.
Okay, let me put a scenario out there. For example, I met a girl and then we got talking and the likes. And then I knew that, okay, this girl wanted both of us, mm-hmm. you know, to have something intimate. Mm-hmm. Wanted both of us to have something intimate, like mm-hmm. wanted both of us to have sex. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, spoke to her about, what's up? You good? You down for it? Let's meet up and make out. She gets.
Okay, making out.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got to a place, sat down, locked the door, my place actually. Mm-hmm. And then when we started, you don't just make out like that. You just enter inside and just put your clothes and get to the sex part. Okay. No, you'd have to go through a lot of process. Mm-hmm. So that's why they say.
Maybe you should tell me.
You don't know. Okay, telling you right now. If your boy come and meets you and say, baby, let's make out, and then you guys just meet and you just off clothes and it's sex straight, mm-hmm. there's a problem.
Wow.
So as what a guy, we do? As a guy, you need to learn how to foreplay. Like, foreplay is one important thing that turns girls' head upside down. You don't know. Sorry guys, after this conversation I want to teach you one a lot of things, so I'm just saying though. But for real, foreplay is something that, you know, as a guy, mm-hmm. you need to learn, because even most times if you get your foreplay right, mm-hmm. before you get to the sex aspect, mm-hmm. the girl is already at the climax.
Okay, when you're not talking about foreplay, please, what kind of foreplay? What is foreplay? What do they do in foreplay? What does foreplay entails? Baba, go to details.
Have you heard of Ike? Is it Ike or Ike?
Whatever.
I don't really know. But you have that, you have kissing, you have smooshing, okay. you have where you have to burn your canal. Sorry, for those that don't understand you, but what I just said means you put the breast in your mouth. You have where you have
to. Wait, are you the boob guy or the ass guy?
Yeah, I'm the boobs, man. They say breast is life.
Okay, fine. For real.
So, you know,
man, I need to exclude some people in this broadcast that I'm sending
you. Real, I'm the boobs guy. So okay. You'd have to, you know, do that. Mm-hmm. Play with the breasts, mm-hmm. play with the clitoris. By clitoris, I mean the vagina. And then, you know.
How do you play with them?
You play with no knee. You know how to freak it. Forget. You know how to freak it. You know how to work your way around it with your hands. You can play with your hands, your mouth. And sometimes you can just use your dick to tease around it. So you get just to make her feel, oh my god, this guy is gonna kill me today.
Ow, you're just saying it. Ow. Like, tell me how it is. Let me even feel it, like, yeah, you're talking about this Edo, almighty Edo people. Talk, nigga.
Hello, people. You know what is gonna come in life?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, I got in, back to the scenario, I got in and then we started kissing, making out.
Okay.
And then clothes were off. Mm-hmm. But even as the clothes were off, I didn't go straight to the sex part.
Okay.
I still went around, you know, sucked the boobs mad.
Okay.
Fingered her, played with everything. I brought out my dick and then used it to rub. Like, you know, just used to tease, you know, that part. And then she was, you know, without even having sex, she was moaning my name. As in, isn't that beautiful? Like,
it's very, very ugly.
Without even having sex, she was like, oh my god, dude. She gets. So I'm just saying. So, you know, the foreplay. So by the time we're getting to the part where we did have sex, you know, just like, okay, this guy has taken me to the climax. He's bringing me back and taking me back again. So tell me, which girl would not enjoy going to the climax the first time? When I mean climax, I mean like coming the first time. Okay. Then coming back
because
again.
Because I'm imagining the climax already. Time. Like climax, yeah. Like climax. So
she gets.
So have you ever like experienced a girl coming, even without you coming, then Like, she comes first.
Yes, yeah, that's has happened like twice, three times.
So with all this, your I do that. I'm not even going deep for. Do you even play with your tongue?
Like, oh, really?
That is why I asked you to go deep.
They say,
hear you.
They say a guy that knows how to lick the plates, it's not good on bed. I don't know how true that is, bro.
But some people say that licking, that he can never lick a girl.
Ah, no, Kai, what's that? My own thing is, as far as the girl is clean, she's neat, I'm down.
Okay.
Like, you'd see me really, in all face, inside.
With all these women, jungle, how big are you, sir?
I'm a big baby. Everything is going to go in, like, go in. But there's a condition, as far as the girl is neat, I'm good.
Like you said from the beginning, you say you don't just pick up a girl and
exactly.
Ask her with the girl.
That's the point. I'd make sure, okay, this girl is actually very okay. Frisk-ish is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her hygiene, she's beautiful, she's sound. So I know that I'm not just jumping into bed with someone that, you know, is not even
so after all yet, these, so. After all these, have you ever, like, got, like, so deep with a girl that you can never even want, like, you don't want to ever leave the girl?
Well, I guess some kind of girls, I mean, we'll leave English first. Just some kind of girls, if they want to follow them, run sex levels, want the ride, you guy. Your brain, they play Jingle Bell. You know, you understand yourself again. I'm gonna tell you the truth. See, for real, it has happened. Like, I think I've had a particular girl that I went intimate with. You see, I feel this is the normal, you know, okay, meet this girl, hook up, let's just chill and have sex and all. But guy, I'm not gonna lie to you. When the girl, when I handled her, she handled me because when I have sex with somebody,
okay.
I always like, you know, whenever I do my parts,
okay, you do your
the
part
girl also do her. She gets.
You satisfy yourself.
I satisfy you. You satisfy me. I satisfy you.
Okay.
She gets. Okay. So I feel after I, you know, gave her the 10, you know, the do level. She the way this girl ride me for 1 week straight. I was begging this girl for another appointment.
Wow.
She tell me, we'll meet next week. I said, please now, let's just meet like tomorrow. I'll pay for everything. You know, congenial bastard. Money we are not get. I promise this girl. I said, no, if you come like next tomorrow, I'll give you so amount. I'll be because.
So
women
can actually.
They do.
So how do you now end up like overcoming that huge that satisfaction since
if the girl doesn't show right? See, I don't know, congenial bastard, but at the same time, it's a bias to the runner.
How not the run one king or what?
Well, some people go with one king,
but you go with what?
Me, I go find alternative straight up.
wow,
I go find alternative straight up.
I don't know. I don't know, maybe you guys are thinking what I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking.
What are you thinking? Like, tell them what you're thinking.
Like,
should we?
For real, like, really, like, well, it's actually quite awesome. You know, when this part of your life, you have this part that you enjoy yourself. It's not about you going to the work in the morning, coming back late in the night. Even Saturday, you still go to Owambe, you don't enjoy yourself. Baba Afo!
See, I don't go to work. I work Monday to Friday. But at the same time, in the midst of the work, I just body to be fire.
See, you've got one life to live. Just one.
Exactly, man.
I'm not saying you should commit sins.
Everything is 6 feet under the ground.
But catch cruise.
Exactly. You guys catch vibes.
Well, on my episode today, I just want us to have fun, sincerely. We have so many things in front of us, but I just want us to relax, have fun, enjoy yourself.
See, hello, you this fine girl. I have you shakara for that boy. I don't know if it's me I do shakara for the boy. But whichever way, try him out. That guy can be good.
God.
You know, there's this thing that girls do judge a guy from the way he looks at her.
Yeah, I do. I do judge guy.
You do judge guy?
Yeah, sure.
It's a strong guy.
Me, this kind of person that I choose, like, God, no. I can't just
I'm not saying don't be selective, don't have your taste.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you just seen a guy straight up and then saying,
but you know that there's a guy I want to try out.
Somehow.
Like, there's this guy I want to try out.
Am I the guy?
Like, for real? No,
I thought I'm the guy now. Let me
finish my shot. I've heard the story about that. This guy is a beast.
Oh my God.
You know, when it comes to sex, I feel like I've not enjoyed myself yet.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe because of school, maybe because of church, maybe because of how I was set up and all.
Am I in procrastinating?
So, the only thing I could have done, okay, the only thing I have done with guys, just the kissing part, God, I was wet.
Oh my God.
I only kissed him. That's
exactly what I was saying. There are some guys that before you even get to the sex part on the foreplay, they are going to make you hum.
I know I hate fingering.
They will take you higher and bring you back down.
The first time the guy fingered me.
Oh my God.
Even with panties on. Ah,
it was crazy.
I was like, God! God! Don't let me die now.
That's the thing.
But I don't know if I should do it yet or I shouldn't.
Let me advise you.
I feel like I've not gotten over so many things yet.
Let me advise you.
I feel like I'm still hooked up somewhere. Oh, yeah, advise me. Advise.
I'm a good boy. Do it with me. That's
you
my
much.
Advice.
Like I told you, this is a real life story. We don't need to hide anything.
No, not for
real. You know me. This is your real Juwon love. You can come to me any fucking time. Is that actually the fucking time? No.
It's not a fault. We are talking about folks. So it's fucking time. Right?
So you can come to me anytime, any day, and you have my WhatsApp number. 081-513-2477.
Drop your stories.
Drop your story.
Oh, sorry. Important announcements. And if you feel you like the guy that is talking, the guy that was on.
God,
the,
God.
Just text Juwon.
I'm not going to text you back.
Juwon, why are you doing like this now?
What?
I need fine guests in my life.
Fine guests. Oh, this one that you have. What are you doing?
I do not have fine guests.
The one that.
Don't let us cast ourselves in life.
For real, you are just so mean. Exactly. So please, guys, subscribe, like, follow me on podcast. If you have an iPhone, follow me on podcast. Please, rate me. I'll be your girl. And thank God. See, I'll continue saying this. 8 countries where I never reach. My podcast don't reach those places. 8 countries.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You so much, guys. I really love you. Place your adverts. We are going worldwide.
Don't dolly.
Catch you guys later. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I love you.